Hey guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Nick, and we're going to be talking about everything fitness, health, and the challenge.
Let's get on with the show.
Welcome back to the Challenge Podcast. I'm Coach Nick, and I am continuing on with the series of interviewing our champions. And today I've got Jin Tilo, and she is from the November Challenge Top 10. Well done, Jin. How are you?
I'm awesome, Nick. How are you?
Really good. Now, where did you come in the November Challenge? You tell me exactly.
I believe I was runner-up.
I believe you were. That's you were. I just wanted you to tell me. How did you feel?
Thank you so much. I was blown away. I was actually at the hairdresser's getting my hair done that night.
Yeah.
So it was just myself and the hairdresser, and we had the laptop out, and my hair was all wet, and you know, and it come up, and I was just blown away because it was just so many awesome transformations. It was so surprising, but humbled, very humbled. So
you looked sensational. You're a real standout, I thought. Really great transformation. And I think, you know, you had very clear goals, and I think that really helped you push through, and lots of support.
Absolutely.
I think, you know, when you have clear goals and you have support, I think that is like one of the key things. Yeah. So with you, you've got your wonderful fiance, don't you?
I do, yes. He was very supportive, actually. So he was happy with the way that I was, but, you know, he was like, look, honey, you just do whatever you want to do, and if that makes you feel better, you go for it.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have that sort of, you know, backup behind you. So,
oh,
and he was very, he loves to cook. Mm-hmm. So I made it a little bit difficult for him, but he still cooked his meals and just, you know, left out bits and pieces that I couldn't have. So it was great.
Oh, that's really
and
good.
He's continuing to do it. So he understands.
Yeah, it hasn't stopped, has it? Are you doing the next one?
I am. I'm going to give Get Strong a try this time. So yeah.
Oh, that's good.
That goes. I'm looking at all the calories going, oh my goodness. But I've got that backup support from all the other women that have done Get Strong, and you know, it works. So Tone and Shape works. So Get Strong is going to work. You know, I'm sort of just want to build on that lean muscle that I've gained through Tone and Shape.
Well, that's right. Like 100%, because you can't stay in a calorie deficit forever. You just can't. Because what's going to happen? You know, where to from there? You can't end up with nothing. So, you know, when you get to that body composition that you're at, it's just about rebuilding and refining. And you have to have calories to do that. That's, you know, that's something that I think people are starting to understand in the challenge. And, you know, as long as you've got that support and you understand that, I think that you'll really enjoy it. But, yeah, no, that's exciting. We digress, because I haven't even really asked you about yourself yet. I'm just straight away asking about your training. But tell me a little bit.
So I live in Harrington Park, which is down near Camden in the southwest Sydney, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an operations manager for an audiovisual wholesaler, which is based in northwest Sydney. So I actually travel quite a bit. I'm in the car a lot, backwards and forwards to work.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 3 grown-up children and 3 grandchildren, and I'm getting married next week.
Yes! How exciting. So
yeah, very exciting.
You have a lot on your plate, you know, like everyone does. But my favorite thing is when I hear about women that really, you know, you've got everything going on and you still find time to train and make nutrition your priority and look after yourself as well. So it's about finding the time, isn't it?
It is about finding the time. And I think that was probably one of my biggest challenges, because I think a lot of women will put everything else first, you know, like, because I'm up at 3:30 every morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's so I can get to the gym at 5, but there's times when I go, okay, I'm up at 3:30. Hang on. I've got a load of washing to do. Oh, there's work from yesterday that I should be doing. I'll just go straight to work instead of going to the gym. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I'll just potter around the house and do a few things. And I think one thing it taught me was, you know, if like I did, I maintained that getting to the gym, I'd get to the turn off where I could go to work, and I go, no, you promised yourself you're just going to go to the gym. Mm. So I would do that every day. But one thing I did learn was that forcing myself to do that actually, and taking the time out to do it, actually gave me more time to get all those things done. I know that sounds bizarre, but because you've got more energy, you're more focused, you'd get to work, and because you're so focused, you'd fly through everything, come home, energy to get all those jobs done. So basically, by making that time, you're gaining time. That's one thing it did. It taught me and did remind me of that, because I used to do that a lot and sort of lost track a little bit. So,
yeah, I love that. I love the way you put it, and I completely agree. I think the more you start your day in that kind of a way, the more successful your day can be, because, you know, you get up, you get stuff done for yourself, then you can kind of do everything else that needs to be done, and you've got that satisfaction that you've completed what you need to do as well. So it just starts the day off really, really well. It doesn't matter if it's a 3:30, does it?
It doesn't. And like, you know,
feeling, it's worth the 3:30 alarm. So I love that. And so we're definitely going to emphasize that for people that always say that they're not morning people. We can direct them to your podcast and you can tell people what's what about that, because I really love the way that you've put it.
You know, absolutely. You make time, you will gain time.
I love that. And that is so, so, so true. And, you know, because you're, you know, one of the champs, people want to hear it from you, not from me. So
I think you're a champ as well, Nick. Don't cut yourself short, honey.
Thank you very much. So, now tell me, just why did you start the challenge and what drew you to the challenge?
Okay, well, I had actually started the challenge numerous times over the years. Mm-hmm. I've always been fit and active. And I come from a family that are very high achievers. And like I've got, you know, immediate family, we've got world champions, we've got Australian champions at all different sports. So I've always been very driven. But just in the last 12 months, I had a pretty rough year. I'd lost my mum and a couple of other family members all within the same 10 days. Like, there was three family members. So it hit hard, and then we had COVID, and then I went to the doctor and she said, oh, you're in the early stages of menopause. I'm like, wow, you know, give me something else.
Yeah, what else?
I was sort of just looking at this little Oompa Loompa in the mirror going, you know, come on, remind me of something. And she said, you know what, honey, you know, you're getting married in a few months. And you're turning 50 next year. So, you know, two awesome reasons to just hit that reset button and get moving again.
Yeah.
So, and that's
because your final picture is like epic. So, you achieved that. But see, another point, oh, goodness me, you're giving me everything tonight. Just really, it's amazing, because menopause, you know, people go, oh, I can't drop the weight. Early stages, that's it for me. And it's actually, you've proved that wrong as well. So that's
good. Yeah, and you know what? So many women that have like gone through menopause or are going through it, they are, you know, you sort of, all you hear is a doom and gloom. You don't hear any great stories about it. And I've sort of gone, oh, well, look, this must be it, you know. And I thought, no, you know, I read so many different stories about women on Maxine's that had success and saw their before and after pictures and went, hang on a second, I think this is possible. And I mean, admittedly, I will say that, like, when I was younger, like, you know, a couple of weeks and I could snap back really quickly. It does, I mean, you really do have to put in the hard yards, but you will reap the benefits. It does take a little longer, but it does happen.
It's like triple the effort. And do you remember when it used to be you'd cut out maybe like two glasses of wine and you'd go, oh my God, I've lost 10 kilos in like a week. You know what I mean? Or, you know, I'm not having a sandwich today.
and these young ones, you know, like in a couple of weeks, it just drops. And I think, oh, to be, you know, 25 again. But, you know, you have to accept, you know, you are that age and look at what is possible. And you know what? Your body does respond. It really does.
It does. And the best thing about it, I think, is once it has responded, you've got the mental and emotional capacity enough to actually love it and enjoy it. you know, whereas when you're younger, you just, you know, get annoyed at your body all the time. But when you do this, you would appreciate it right now. You'd be like, yeah, this is
absolutely great.
Yeah.
And like, and my fiance calls me like, is she like a little ping pong ball? Like, you know, so it's, it is good. And, you know, to get those, I've had, you know, I know his well, it's going to be my stepdaughter. I was telling her about the challenge and what had happened. And I said, you know, I just want to get in good shape for when I turn 50. And she's like, oh, Ginny, she goes, I thought you were in your early 40s. And I'm like, oh, my God. So just when you get those comments, it's, it really builds you up and gives you that self-confidence and, you know, motivation just to keep it going. And, you know, there's a few women on there that are in their 60s and look sensational. I think, well, you know, I just want to keep this going.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. You will, because that's who you are now. People look up to you. So yeah, that's motivation enough. And have you chosen your? You've obviously got all your wedding dress. You've got everything planned. It's like, can you reveal a few details about the dress?
It's just very simple. I actually bought it too small for me.
Yeah.
So I bought it when I was a little bigger during the challenge, and that was also my motivation. So it's just a simple little dress. We're just having a very simple ceremony in the backyard with our kids. So it's
lovely. Well,
very low-key.
You need a picture. Yeah. You've got to put that up. And actually, the podcast will probably come out after the wedding. Well, it will. So we'll be able to maybe put a wedding picture up as well. So that's exciting, because people love that. So what was your biggest challenge in the challenge when you were doing it?
I think, as I've said, it was just making that choice to put myself first and not all those other things. Like I was admittedly, like when I grab hold of something, I sort of not get obsessed, but I put 110% into most things that I do. And I love my job, and I would, you know, I would just focus job, you know, get it done, do the best that I can.
Mm.
And I was putting all those hours into that, and I sort of made that decision to have more of a work-life balance. And as I said, I'm finding now that even though I'm taking that time to go to the gym, I'm still getting everything done that I used to get done. Do you know what I mean? So it's, yeah, once you find that balance, it all plateaus. It's great.
So, yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, you actually discovered more within yourself. So that's really good. I think just your mindset probably, I don't even think you went into it as it's a challenge. I think you just went into it going, how do I solve this? What do I do? Because some people do that, and you've just got that sort of champion, maybe type A mindset, where it's like, how do I solve this problem? How do I get from A to B? And, you know, I guess once it's locked in, that's what you have to do. You just do it. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I say to everyone at work all the time. Wherever there's a problem, there's always a solution. That's my little motto at work. You know, if something needs to be fixed, we will fix it. So I guess I took that little motto on with myself as well. So.
Yeah. Well, I really love that. So if you were going to give a brand new person advice about the challenge, like that we're in prep week at the moment. So someone who's first starting out, what would you say to them? Like, where do they start?
All right. Well, I've got a couple of things that I would say, okay, and this is just coming personally from me. I know there's, you know, there's a lot of the same things that get said, but I read somewhere once that it takes approximately 30 days to form a habit, okay, and that's the best advice that I've ever read. So I just don't know if it was in my head, but I swear once I got to that 30th day, everything just became second nature. So if you can think of that, like every day, let's get to that 30th day. It's just, and it just starts to happen. I don't know. Maybe it's just in my head, but I love that philosophy.
It's definitely not just in your head. That's perfect, and it's very true. Yeah, I like it, and it's absolutely true, because once the pattern's been ingrained for that amount of time, it sort of becomes second nature, as you said.
Yeah, and it goes for bad habits as well. I mean, you've got to remember, you start those bad habits after 30 days, they just become, you know, something that you're going to do. So, yeah, so if you can get out of those, choose the good habits for 30 days, I think you'll go places. So that was one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing was I choose something that inspires me when I start something new. So I would suggest to the new challengers to maybe choose something or someone that inspires them. So my inspiration is my mum.
Mm-hmm.
She was a paraplegic my whole life. So she was a paraplegic for 70 years.
Whoa.
So she brought up 4 children, and she just conquered so many things that able-bodied people wouldn't, you know, give a go. So every time I'm training, I think, oh, this is all too hard. I think, oh, come on, you know, look what mum used to do. Mm-hmm. And like if I'm doing pull-ups, I'll go, oh, I can get one more. Yeah, mum would have been able to. So, it just gives you that little extra push if you've got some, you know, even if it's just, you know, a picture of what you want to look like or just something to inspire you to a goal or, you know, I think, I don't know, that's how I personally do things. I have that inspo, and then that just gives me that grind to do it harder.
Right. Well, you're inherently doing specific goals without even thinking about it. It's just, you know, something that is specific. You know what it is. So often if people don't have a specific thing in mind, they don't necessarily achieve it. But, you know, you've got that specific picture in your head. You're inspired by your wonderful mother. And I think, you know, people can really listen to this and take a lot away from that. Just even those couple of things that you've said are so important, you know, for a journey for people to have that visual goal, to have that mental goal. You've kind of got it covered.
Yeah, no, and as I said, it's different for everyone. Like everyone has, you know, different aspirations and that sort of thing. So do what makes you happy, you know. And the other thing I was going to say is that the Facebook hub, oh, my God, it's just, I think it's just such a comfortable place to be. I've actually got a couple of girlfriends are doing the challenge this year. They said, you know, you've inspired me to do it. And I said, look, get on the Facebook hub. I said, you feel so comfortable. It's, you know, if you put a picture up of what you're eating that night, like if you were on your own Facebook page, like no one's really interested.
Yes,
do you know what I mean? And, you know, you picture of yourself exercising or something. No one cares about that.
I know.
But you are in this group of people that are just so into it, and they're so inspiring and encouraging. And, you know, you can get on there and, like, I would get on there and search. The search function on there, like the other night, I'm like, I want to eat one of those pizzas that people have been making. So
yeah.
I searched pizza, and every pizza that anyone had ever made come up. I'm like, this is awesome.
Yes. You know, they're very creative with their pizzas. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Have you seen the air fryer pizza?
That was me. I did an air fryer pizza. I was inspired by someone, and I posted it the other night. I'm like, oh, my God. And I put the base in. I opened it up, and I couldn't find it. It had flown away. So.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's the best. Yeah.
That's
a good point. I really hadn't thought of it that way about how yeah, you can just chuck anything up in that Facebook group and everyone will say, well done, you do it on your own Facebook page. Like I've done that accidentally a couple of times when I'm meant to be posting in the Maxines, and I'm like, oh, whoops, if you don't use Maxines, and it's like 0 likes from all my friends. And then you go into Facebook in the Maxines and, you know, you put it in there and it's like, you know, 60 likes before you've even
reported it. Yeah. And people, like, There's no judgment, and that's what I love. Like, there's no judgment from anyone. Everyone is just, you know, so, as I said, so encouraging, and, you know, they everyone builds everyone up, and combined with Maxines, I mean, I don't think you could get a more successful program. Like, it's just phenomenal. It really is.
Yeah, that's really good to hear from the other side, from you, because, I mean, as a coach, it feels like that, but we always love to hear from you guys how you actually feel participating in it, you know, because all we want to do, the coaches and the ambassadors, is just give you the tools to be able to live your best life, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's like you're giving the tools to a tribe, you know, and then tribes are building all these houses. It's awesome.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, you're a bit of a good egg, aren't you?
I was just going to say, just the last thing, just get into the habit of being organized. But as I said, once you get that focus and energy, you will be organized. So I make sure I meal prep on a Sunday and I pack my gym bag with my work clothes for the whole week. Yeah. So then, you know, like if I'm tired the night before, there's no excuse because they're already in the car, you know, the next morning. And just have some emergency options available. Like if you can't get to the gym, have something available that you can do a bit of exercise with. I think there was one time there where I couldn't get to the gym because it was closed because of COVID, and I'd set up a little gym at work. I'd get to work early and I went and got boxes of brackets, and I was doing deadlifts with boxes of brackets, and, you know.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. There's always some, yeah, people always got something as a backup. I think of you guys every morning. And Steve, I was listening to a podcast last week and you're talking about the little ball inside the protein shaker and how useless it is. I shake mine every morning with the ball in it. I'm like, oh my God, what is wrong with these people? Yeah, I love it.
You like the ball. That's good because it's in there for a reason. So
it is in there for a reason because I make my protein shakes quite thick. Mm. So if you don't have the ball in there, you get all lumpy bits. So I just maybe throw that at Steve that it's.
I will. I'm going to tell him straight away. Don't you worry about that. I'll be mentioning it in the next podcast. Non-scale victory. I'll say gin and the ball.
Yeah.
When I write the notes, I'm going to put that right in there and say, excuse me. So you listen to the next one because you'll be in there with your protein.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, your meal prep, so that's another thing, very organized. And did you find that you pretty much stuck to what you'd initially planned to do, or did you deviate a little bit?
Pretty much. I mean, there were a few times where, because as I said, Ash, my fiance, he loves to cook. So, you know, he loves to go to the pub and have a snitty and, you know, do all the boy things. But I was able to accommodate him. We still did that, but I would choose something else. And those meals of the night that he'd love to, you know, cook up, and I just have to say, honey, just back up on the oil a little bit, and no cream for me in this one. And So there was little things, but I think, you know, maybe I probably didn't have had a few calories left in the evening, which sort of covered it a little bit, if you know what I mean. So
yeah, that's great. That's perfect. Good strategy. And also, yeah, I really like it in terms of relationships, because food is also a part of relationships and relationship building. So if you can find a way to elegantly include it in without making a big fuss about it, that's how you can continue on with that lifestyle, you know, rather than I'm not having that ever, you know.
And he would, you know, sometimes he'd sort of, you know, he has some ice cream. I'm like, no, I don't want ice cream.
It's hard, especially when it was during the lockdowns and things, just to resist all the things that everyone's eating and drinking around you. I mean,
leading up to Christmas, like all the hampers. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. You know, but in having said that, like the workplace is very supportive as well. They're like, you know, okay, you guys can have that except for you. that made it a little bit difficult, but it's all good.
Yeah, so you had a supportive workplace as well, like in terms of you basically set out your goals, you told them what you were doing and they were supportive, because you know how some workplaces, they just try and feed you cake all the time. So it's not.
Yeah, I sort of didn't go into like, you know, a great deal of detail with them, but I think they sort of got it when they'd get to work on Monday morning and the freezer was already full of my meals. Yeah. There's no room for anything else. So
they'd understand. Yeah. Well, that's really good. Well, I'm going to ask you one final thing that is just an on-the-spot question, and I want you to tell me what comes out of your head. So this is our final thing.
Yeah.
What is your motto for this year, and what are your goals?
Okay, so to feel fabulous at 50, I've got to do 22 in 22 pull-ups. That is my ultimate goal. I'm up to 11 at the moment, so I'm halfway. But, yeah, just to continue living life to the fullest and, you know, being happy. Like, I'm really looking forward to this year. 22 is going to be awesome. Yeah,
that is absolutely brilliant, Jen. I love that. And I mean, I always love a good pull-up goal. So obsessed, you know, pull-ups are so empowering. You know, you've mentioned my two favorite things, pull-ups and deadlifts. Hello.
Well, look, pull-ups is my most favorite exercise ever. Like, I get to the gym, that's the first thing I do. I walk out and I do my pull-ups. I just keep going and going and going until I fatigue. And that's the start of my. I do that before I start the program every day.
So, well,
and then I do, at the end when I stretch, I do my push-ups. So that's my start and my finish. Just my
I love it. And the proof's in the pudding, because the way that you looked at the end of the last challenge was sensational. A building phase is only going to make you look even better. I wish you all the best for your wedding coming up. And we must see pictures. Please put them in. You know how everyone will just love to see you in your gorgeous dress. And just don't be a stranger on the Facebook group. Keep putting up your air fried pizzas.
Okay, no worries. I'm off to make one now, actually.
Oh, nice. So. Beautiful. Well, thank you. Thanks for chatting.
Thanks so much, Nick. I really appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.